Blog Talk Radio.
We'll have it all.
Good evening, everyone. That was the Spinners, Just As Long As We Have Love. Is that true? If you have love, you can survive. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lafferty, here at View Radio, New York City, where you can find a classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. So tonight, guys, I want to talk about relationships. Now, I want you to call in and tell me a story, 424-757-1423. How well do you know your mate? How well do you know your friend? So let's talk about that tonight. Also, you're in a relationship. What's a deal breaker? You know, would you walk away from someone if they lied to you? Would you walk away from someone if they cheated on you? And I know some of you will say it depends. What does it depend on? If you're married, does it make it harder to walk away? Or then when you're not married or being in a relationship, I want to know what some of you think. You know, I'm at that half century mark, and, you know, we've all been through relationships. And relationships and marriage to me are the same. You have to work at it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not become complacent with your relationship and taking one another for granted. So, why don't you guys call me and tell me what you think? 424-757-1423. And for the next 90 minutes, we're just going to sit back and talk about it, listen to some music. But I want to give a very happy birthday to my good friend, Atif. Yesterday was his birthday. I played ball with him today, this morning. We ran 4 full courts, and I won all 4 games. So tomorrow, I'm sure I'm going to be sore. Tonight, I'm hanging with Jay Rook. Jay Rook, we're going to see Nigel Hall at the Blue Note, you know, at midnight. I should be asleep around midnight because I'm that old. So you're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter. This is where you can find the classic soul. So call me. Call me, and in the meantime, I'm gonna play some music.
In your lovely face, feel
Wise Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, we're discussing relationships. Okay, before I start taking calls, I want you guys that are calling in, turn your volume all the way down so I won't get feedback. You're on the line at G-Radio New York City. This is the Quiet Storm. Who do I have?
Who do you have? You can't see on the cue who you got.
Yeah, I know who I have. But you got to let me do my thing. What's up, Chad? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Now, I'm going to since you're the first caller that I'm taking on the air. Now, I'm going to say, I got all these emails that people sent me about relationships and want to have questions about. Now, I'm going to pose this query to you. You just met Pam, okay?
Okay.
You guys talking about getting married. All right. You tell Pam a lie. It wasn't like you screwed around, but you told her a lie. And she goes, Steven, we're not getting married. I don't trust you. Is that a reason not to get married?
No, that's not a reason not to get married, man. That's wrong. I mean, you know, every relationship has a white lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A harmless lie.
Right.
And, you know, if you're really friends and in tune with your spouse, you can basically tell them anything.
Right.
Not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense.
Right. What's a deal breaker in someone, like, you're in a relationship with someone, and it's going well, you're planning to get married, and something happened. What would be the deal breaker not to get married?
Let's see. I come home, find him in bed with another dude.
Right. Okay. That's definitely
a deal breaker. Bro. We're not going to turn things into a movie show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with you, Stephen. Jack, I so agree with you. I think that if two people are committed to one another in every sense of the word, they could possibly get to just about anything except for catching your mate having sex with somebody else.
Right.
Would you agree with that? Yeah. So, you know, I'm reading these emails where this guy said that he was out with this woman. He's been dating this woman for almost a year. They decide to get married. She goes out and buys a wedding dress. And he knows, I mean, I'm reading it. He says she's a bit, she overreacts on a lot of things. And his ex comes in town one night and asks, could she crash on the couch? And he said yes, but he didn't tell her. So she comes over. Hold on, I'm reading this. She comes over to his house, and the ex, he's in the bedroom, and the ex is on the couch, and the ex answers the door. And she basically said it's over. She didn't want anything to do with him. Now, I think that crash. What do you think?
You think that's crash?
I think it's crash. I think it's crash. I think that.
Well, you're talking about a drama queen, okay? You're
right.
Dealing with a drama queen. This guy is dealing with a drama queen. If she's going to give up what she's invested in the relationship up to that point,
right.
You know what I'm saying? She's not worth keeping. Go. Bye. See you later. Have a good life.
Right. I mean, just to walk away. I'm looking at this thing, and he goes, just to walk away. She's just like, walk away. I don't want anything else to do with you because I can't trust you.
I give a parting gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hold on, Stephen. We got one more person. You're on the line. Who is this? Christine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got
okay,
it.
Have you been,
I'm here.
Have you been listening to the show?
No.
Okay. Well, the question, I got Stephen on the line as well. The question is, we want to hear from a woman's point of view. I'm reading the emails that my callers have sent about relationships. This man and this woman's been dating for about a year, and they decide to get married. And I'm kind of reading as I'm telling you guys this. They decide to get married, and his ex comes in town and crashes. she comes and knocks on the door, and the ex answers, and she says she don't want to get married.
Okay, whoa, 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 whoa. The ex crashes where?
On the couch.
On his couch?
On the couch. On his couch, at his house. And the ex decides to come over, and the girlfriend, the fiancé, decides to come over and ring the doorbell. And the ex answers the door. And she tells the guy that it's done. I don't want to marry you anymore. What do you think?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Is that enough talk?
The fiance, because she came over and the ex answered the door, she just left.
Right. And
she didn't give him a chance to explain or nothing.
No, the ex answered the door, but he didn't tell her that the ex had crashed over the crib. And she basically told him, it's done. They're not getting married. What do you think? Do you think a woman would you walk away from your fiance if that happened to you?
To be honest, that would depend. Cause my thing is, she should at least give him a chance to explain.
Say what?
I mean, she should. I mean, I don't know. It's like pieces are missing.
Well, I mean, I'm like Steven said. Steven, I mean, anything if you're committed to someone in any kind of relationship, whether it's marriage or whether you're getting married, the only deal breaker I could possibly see is getting caught cheating.
Right, that's what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
He
said they weren't cheating. She just crashed because she was in town. But he didn't tell her about it because he was afraid that she would overreact. I mean, he was wrong for not telling her, but is it a deal breaker to walk away from a marriage?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then it also...
Steven, you see what I'm saying? You with me, right, Dad?
Huh?
I'm talking to Steven. Steven, you still with me, right?
I let it go because, honestly, she's not as vested into the relationship as I am.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't agree with what she did.
But at 52, you know what I'm saying? I've got friends.
Right. Right.
If they went to town and they needed a place to stay, didn't have any money, they're coming down I-95. I said,
right.
Yeah, come on over, you got the couch, you know, it's all good. Let me first ask my wife though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But 9 times out of 10,
right.
Pam is cool with it because she understands that this is somebody that I'm cool with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I'm with you, Steven. You know, I think that if a person kind of completely on something like that walks away, I think they were she's looking for a way out anyway.
Oh yeah. They're gonna drop it. Then let them drop it. You don't need that type of person in your life. You know
right.
what I'm saying? She's more focused on childish things.
Like
has childish things.
Right. What'd you say, Tina?
Like
I think she has childish ways and a childish mind, and that wouldn't
right.
be somebody I would want in my life.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
I agree with you. Right. Well, what's your comment, Tina?
No, I was saying she sounds like a drama queen. And like I said, I'm
the guy or the girl? You
say
the guy
or
the girl?
Because I can give an example what happened with me, and I was married, but I guess you got to know. I don't know. I guess you
gotta
know the person, but
hey, look. Do you want to tell your story? But not. I want to say. I want to take a break real quick, and I want you guys don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, Shaf, you hold on. Tina, you hold on. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right. Hold on. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. We're talking about relationships. Tonight, how well do you know your mate? How well do you know your friends? I'm going to play this song. I love this song by Ella DeBarge. It was from Jump in the Broom.
You're special, baby. Such a special lady. Yeah. Tonight, it's all about you, girl.
Yeah, darling.
And I'm your host, Greg Lassen, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight we're discussing on the Quiet Storm relationships. You know, how well do you know your mate? How well do you know your friend? And what's the deal breaker? Guys, you're back live on the air. So I agree with Chad. And, Tina, I sort of agree with you. But I think the deal breaker, I think personally for me, in any kind of relationship, whether you're married or whether you're going to get married or you're just dating, if you guys have a bond and enough respect for one another, I think the only thing that the deal breaker would be for me is cheating. Would you agree, guys?
I agree.
And abuse.
You agree, Tina? I know, Jack, do you agree,
Tina?
Yeah,
well, for me, I will say I agree with that, but I will also add to abuse. Cheating
abuse.
Or abuse.
What do you mean? What do you mean abuse?
Physical abuse.
Right, of course, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, Tina, were you going to tell us your story, or did you want to tell us your story?
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, you know Karen. Karen Briggs, back in the day. Karen Briggs.
Right.
Back in the day, like her and Derek, before I got married, they were best friends. They used to jog and stuff. And I think a lot of times with some of us, it has to do with our some of us, I will say, not me, have low self-esteem. So that kind of thing bothered them. And also, especially whatever baggage that they're bringing into the relationship. Because some people
everybody brings some sort of baggage into a relationship.
But they don't know how to handle, you know what I'm saying? You can't, just because some man did you wrong way down the line, doesn't mean all men are going to do you wrong.
Right.
So
that's true.
I mean, there's got to come a time when you're mature enough to, you know, get past that baggage
or
no baggage.
Right.
If you want to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to make it work. I mean, and there's a lot of us, too, we got our little list.
Right.
Well,
Chad, you gonna say something?
I was gonna say, I said this on the block on the thread here, but I'm gonna say it again. You know, there's no classes for boys and girls growing up to learn how to get out of bad relationships, or they're not even identified. That's why they happen oftentimes. So I would offer if we took the time to teach our children. Or show them a good example of a good relationship versus a bad, then maybe, you know, they'll be able to talk their way out the relationship before it goes sour. You know, I can understand that being in a relationship with a woman, he may not have been ready for, you know, to be the fiancé, but he was doing what he thought was the right thing to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that is true. That is true. Because like I remember, Greg, I told you, I'll tell you all the time about how my parents were. And so I saw how good, you know, relationships can be. Or as I say, black love.
Right.
Well, Sugar Pepper, look here. At this day and age, you know, I know my parents were married 55 years.
Right.
Until my father's death. My mother's still here, God bless her, she's 96.
Right.
But
every
day was not a sunshine, let's skip through the, you know, under the rainbow thing going on. They had bad times too. But they knew that they were married, and that meant till death do they part.
Right.
You know, when I tried to apply those same standards that my dad had, those same standards that my mother presented me with, I got into some bad relationships.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a part of growing up. You know, we're finding our way and trying to figure out what works. But once we know, some of us, I would say most of us, find out that we know something's not right and still stay. And that right there blows my mind on why. And I know there's a lot of reasons people will come up with, I stay because of the kids, I'll stay because of finances, but I think if you're in something that you're not supposed to be in, regardless of it, you should get out.
You know, I'm going to say, Greg, you know, I know what the life is like in New York being a single guy, and I know what it's like being here, you know, in the South. It's two completely different, you know, locations, but the basics are the same. You know, you're not going to crapping and turning around sleeping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, you just got to be conscious of what you're doing and respectful.
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of people not respecting each other.
Right, and that's where it starts. You know, I grew up with a mom. You know, I had two parent home until I was about 14, and my dad, I never saw my mom and dad argue. But at 13, my dad told me, you know, at a young age, my dad told my brother and I that, you know what, you know, one thing, you know, always respect a woman. A woman is the smartest creature ever graced the face of earth. And I was wise to say to him, why is that? You know, we're the man, you know, macho. He goes, no, son, think about it. We all come from a woman. So we're not smarter than a woman. And he always said to us, the first thing is, you never put your hands on a woman. You know, you've never seen me hit your mother. You've not even seen me raise my voice at your mother. But never put your hands on a woman. Which I understood, you know, there's no reason for physical violence in any kind of relationship. You know, I understand people argue, but there's no reason for physical violence. And the people that stay in, first of all, a man who hits a woman is not a man, I think. And a woman who stays in it for whatever reason, I know there's a lot of reasons people stay in it, but I cannot come up with a good reason why a person would stay in a physical abusive relationship.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw this out at you. Often it's lack of self-esteem, self-confidence.
Absolutely.
You know, and that, and Greg, you know my background, really. I'm a former law enforcement officer.
Right.
In
Georgia.
I've seen people at their worst. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've seen them at their ultimate worst.
Right.
You know, 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, my man has gotten paid, and he's blaming on crack or liquor or gambling or whatever, you know, and he's going home with nothing to feed the family and nothing to, you know, provide for his family. Absolutely nothing. No food, no rent, no nothing. And I saw this time and time again. You know, some people have illnesses. They have addictions. They still want to. I've seen grown men our age trying to, you know, flirt with 20-something-year-olds.
Right.
And to me,
right,
it makes no sense. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it. And we,
I don't get it either, because, I mean, you know, if the woman you're talking to is old enough to be your child or your grandchild, then you're wrong.
Right. Right. Kenny, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm having a hard time here. I'm in my car, so.
Okay. I got a question. You're in a relationship, and one of your other person that you're in a relationship meets somebody online, and they're having an affair. Is it right or wrong? Is it right or wrong?
Say that again.
Is that
having
cheating?
An online
internet
relationship?
Affair. Yeah. And you're in a relationship.
Is it wrong?
I think
yeah,
so,
it's
too.
Wrong.
You think it's wrong?
Yeah.
It's cheating, right? I would say that's cheating. Would you say it's cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's
yes.
Having an affair online. Tina, you're married or divorced? You're divorced, right?
Me? No.
Yeah. You're the only Tina. You're divorced, right?
Say that again?
You're divorced. You're divorced.
I'm
woman. Afraid. What was the deal breaker for you ending your marriage?
Oh.
If you don't mind asking. Tell me.
He cheated.
You cheated. Okay. Did you just cheat? Not that cheating. I'm looking for answers. Did you find out he was cheating once and you left him, or he had cheated a lot and you decided to leave? How was it?
Ours is kind of complicated. It wasn't that I found out he cheated a lot, because ours had investigators and stuff involved. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. It was just done. Coming home late. 5 o'clock in the morning, on Mother's Day one day, came home and said that he fell asleep in the parking lot. And I'm not crazy.
He what? You said what?
He fell asleep in the parking lot.
Hey, look, I know your ex-husband.
I know.
I'm not laughing at you, but that's a classic. I've never heard that one. Fell asleep in the parking lot. That's a good one. That is a good one.
So I've never fell asleep in the parking lot.
Was that not a good one? I fell asleep in the parking lot. Wow.
Well, that's what he said. I didn't believe that. And me, I never accuse anybody of anything unless I have proof, so.
Right. Well, now let me ask you this. When you had proof, did you show it to him?
Say that again?
When you found out, that when you got the proof that he cheated, did you actually take the proof?
I didn't show it to him, but he found out that I had investigated, but he said it wasn't what I thought it was.
Well,
look at Greg. Greg.
Yeah.
Walk like a duck and quacks like a duck is a duck.
Make a long story short, he never admitted it.
He never admitted it.
But it ain't matter.
Check it out.
I can hardly hear you all.
I'm sorry. Greg, look here. Seldom do people ask questions that they don't know the answer to.
I can't hear.
Right. I'm with you. Hey, Tina, why don't you hang up and call back?
And maybe because I'm on a cell phone.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that, Jack. Hold on a second, guys. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Glassman, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, some music for your soul. I have my good friend, Bert Stephen Murphy, who's soon to be Dr. Stephen Murphy. And I have a good friend that I grew up with, Tina Steele, on the line. And we're talking about relationships. How well do they work or how well do they don't work, and what's the deal breaker? So, Stephen, you've been married. You found your soulmate. You guys are the greatest couple I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. You guys are like Mutt and Jeff, ice cream and a cone. Seriously.
Check it out. Who's Mutt? Who's Mutt and who's Jeff? That's all you got to tell me.
I mean, you guys play off each other so well. How long? You knew Pam, right?
Pam and I've known each other since we were like 4 and 5 year olds in summer camp in New York. And CYO.
Oh, wow.
CYO day camp. And, you know, we went on, you know, we growing up, we were in the same, you know, areas doing the same things. We went to high school together. We dated in high school and after high school. And,
What?
That's good. I think y'all really know each other.
No, we kind of went our separate ways for about 30 years, and then we reconnected on the internet.
But, you know, that's what I was going to say. It's amazing that you
guys... But I had already asked her to marry me, like, in 1981, and she was getting married to some other knucklehead. So, you know, it is what it is.
Right. But you know what? At the end of the day, you ended up with her, which is most amazing. But you know what, Steven? I can tell you, I got a lot of friends, and I've seen a lot of relationships. I've not met anybody. I mean, Steven, you're my man, 500 grand, you family. But the way that, and I love it, Pam looks at you like she looks at you. Every day, Pam looks at you like she looks at you for the first time. That is most amazing to me.
I don't look the same, though.
You know, I don't know why I look better, but she looked at you like the same way.
Dad, when she looked at me, she was surprised at what she was looking at. That's what it is. I'm going to tell you, when we started out, we were babies, you know what I'm saying? We had baby
right.
Fat. Now I got old man fat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Hey, guys, I'm looking to hold on because I got to play a song. All right, so don't go anywhere. Take a deep breath. I got to play a song. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And tonight we're discussing, we're discussing relationships and how they work or how they don't work, what's a deal breaker, what's not, what keeps two people together.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. I got Europe listening. Thanks, Lynn, in the UK, for listening. Thanks, Murray, and Finland for listening. Thank all my friends in Tokyo for listening. Iceland. I mean, I love you guys. This goes out to everybody.
Lady, I can understand your problem and your worry when you love a man like me. And if you don't mind, I will try to say I love you in this song now. Listen to this melody. You belong to me. I belong to you. Yes, I do. And we belong to each other, lady. Listen to me, baby. There'll be times when I'll be down and I'll be troubled, trying to be that rising star. But don't worry, I will never in our lifetime bust your bubble or bring it down from where you are. You're a queen to me. And Lord knows I'm a king to you, yeah.
York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, we're discussing relationships and how they work and how they don't work. And I have two of my good friends on. I have Stephen Jack Murphy and Christina Travis Steele. So, guys, I'm going to say this. I'm going to start it off like this. Everybody's back with me, right?
Yeah.
You guys are with me. Okay. So, if you look back on relationships that you've had or still having, I'll start it off. What was the worst thing a person that you're in a relationship that you could say about yourself? I'm going to say mine first. The worst thing I could say, I would never cheat. I never cheated on anybody. But if the worst thing any of my exes would have to say about me is that I have a time management problem. Now, Stephen, what would exes or your wife today say? What could you say about yourself that you are not?
He can't lie. Since I'm listening, he can't lie. But go ahead, Stephen.
Probably my temper.
Go ahead. I can't hear you, Stephen. What'd you say?
I said, Billy gets mad at times.
Oh, that you get mad? Kayla, what about yours?
Hello?
Yeah, Tina, what about yours? What would any of your exes say about you?
That I'm somewhat anal and I'm a multitasker, very much so.
Is that the worst thing they could say about you?
Huh?
Is that the worst thing that they can say about you? What is the worst thing can your exes say about you?
The worst? Well, it ain't like I had so many exes. but
you know what I'm saying?
If Derek
was to call up right now and I said, what is the worst thing in your relationship with Tina would you say? What do you think he would say?
I think he would mention the anal and that they always said I was such a perfectionist.
I thought
he was saying it a good way, because some things it is.
It is? What do you think? Do you think that's a bad thing?
Not a bad thing, but depending on what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, if Derek calls the radio station right now, and I would say to Derek, D, what is, in your relationship, what is the worst thing to you in your relationship to Tina that you had a problem with Tina with? And he would say,
I would say that I was trying to be
a perfectionist?
Not perfect. No, wait. I'm not saying perfect as far as
person.
Okay. I'm going to go like this. Okay.
Don't go like anything. Just say it.
Okay, say like in the bedroom, I don't want to say I'm aggressive, but I guess you could say I'm aggressive.
I don't think too many guys would be upset with that. What do you?
Huh?
Oh, God.
Not all guys, but it depends.
I don't think that would be a problem with a woman being aggressive in the bedroom.
Okay, but say like if I'm the same as I've always been. Say you're not. Say you, let's say, gain weight or something.
Hold on a second. I hear Pam laughing in the background.
Steven,
you got your hands full, buddy.
Hold on. Back up. So Derek, you know what? I had to call Derek. I'm like, Derek, don't you dig? Listen, the only bad thing that you didn't like, one of the things that you didn't like about your wife is that she was too aggressive in the bedroom. Is that what he would say?
No, but he wouldn't say that. He was going to say, I'm a perfectionist. That's what he's going to say. And a good woman can learn.
Hold on. Hold on, Tina. You were too aggressive. He thought you were too aggressive.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not even going to get into it because it's more than that. It's not just in the bedroom, but in the bedroom, that's what I'm saying.
But let me ask you this. Do you think, in your opinion, that he had a problem with you being too aggressive in the bedroom? Simple yes or no.
He had a problem with what I said. I'll put it like that.
Greg.
Listen, man, aggressive women, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. I can tell you that, because I'm no girl right now. She broke her man's thing.
And
he's still on with it. It's been like a year and a half. Now, that was too aggressive. They had to go to New York. He was in the hospital, man, for weeks. With a broken penis. How do you get a broken penis, man?
Baby,
I got you.
excite you. Expensive furs warm you through and through. But all of these put together can never thrill you as much as I do. Now he can make you a movie star. He can put your name up in lights. But these things do no good when you need good loving at night. He won't love you. He can't love you. He'll never love you, baby, like I do. He won't love you. He can't love you. Man, can't love you.
Some cultures just have that belief that, you know, I should be with the
same type of person I am, and I think they limit themselves when they make those type of decisions because you never know what you're going to get out of a relationship with any other human being. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, Tina, what about you? Do you believe in interracial relationships?
Yeah.
You say that with a little bit of, yes, I do. Oh, okay. Anybody want to add anything else? Anybody else got anything else to add about relationships? Well, gee, I have a beige brother now, so you know.
You know. Stephen is Stephen is biracial. So sometimes I take a little milk with my coffee, and sometimes I don't. It depends on the day.
Jack, I don't even know. I don't even know what you're doing with Poppy. She's right. She's right. She's not right. Tina, anything you want to add?
No.
No? No?
I can just tell you I'm a clean motherfucker. That's all I know. Or watch me say motherfucker on the radio, can I?
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that. Hey, but Steven, I don't know. I'm looking at my Facebook right now. I think you got your life money taken a lot. You see that picture that's posted on my Facebook right now. I don't know. Pam just posted a picture on the Facebook. I think you got your lunch money taken a lot.
Girl, look, it started out that way, but you know what? By the time I got to high school, I was the one taking.
Hey, shit. Hey, Chad, you're pretty good, though. I thought you know what? I'm 6'2 and 210. And I tower over most people. Chad, you have thick dick?
Huh?
I thought you. I didn't get to hear. I
want to
know, how tall is Chad?
I'm 6'4".
You?
I'm 6'4", 300 plus.
Oh, damn, you would knock a mug out. I'm 210 and 6'2", 6'2", 6'2 and a half. Damn, I wouldn't want to meet you in an alley because I'd be scared. I couldn't let you grab me, son.
Did you see the other picture thing posted?
Yeah. No, I didn't see the other one, but I have to look. Well, guys, I'm going to say that I got 25 minutes left. I'm going to play a couple songs. I want to thank you guys for calling in because you made my show. I really appreciate it a lot.
Hey, for all those brothers out there, hold it down.
Right.
All right, see, I'm out, man. I'll have that.
Right, man.
Okay.
One love. Tina, thank you so much.
Sorry, I can hardly hear you. We had some problems out here anyway with the weather.
Right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find the classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. And for the next 20 minutes, we're just going to chill and listen to some awesome music.
Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. The young become the old. And mysteries do unfold, for that's the way of time. except rain comes from the clouds and the sun lights up the sky and a hummingbird to
don't deny it, be a stand. Oh, don't
Mike Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know, the music for your soul. Tonight on The Quiet Storm, we have been talking about relationships, what works, what doesn't work, and how well do you know your mate or your friend. And I just have to say, I've been sitting back thinking about my own situation. You know what? What's the worst thing anybody could say about me in a relationship? And I don't cheat. But I do have a time management problem that I'm working on. So I feel good about just saying that out loud. I guess this is my therapy. Anyway, I want to get all these dedications in that I'll try to get most of them because I only have about 13 minutes. The next dedication goes out to Southern California. Rita, I know you're sitting by the pool, chilling. It must be happy hour out there. This one for you.
To the place, no other pure. Been listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lesnar.